Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. Today, I want to share a little on the topic, you are not alone. Just this past week, one of my dearest friends and Christian brothers, a man that has owned my heart, my respect, and my loyalty for over 15 years, lost his little brother to the dreaded disease that we know as cancer. My friend's brother had just turned 40. He was full of life. He was a wonderful husband, father, son, brother, friend, and a man of great faith. And losing him was such a brutal blow for so many. At a human level, the loss of this beautiful, young, and hope-filled man makes no sense at all. Thankfully, however, as believers, we can say and believe resolutely, but for God. As I heard of my friend's passing last week, it got me thinking, are we alone in our times of trial? Theologically, we all know the answer. Of course we're not alone. But if you've ever been in a time of deep, deep trial, as most of us have, that is the time, in the literal quiet before what can seem like a thousand dawns, that we find out whether the nice words of our faith journey, the words, we are not alone, he cares, what a friend we have in Jesus. That's the time that we find out whether those words and thoughts are matched by our experiences with and of God. Matthew 6:26 says, look at the birds of the air, they do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? So if we take this scripture at face value, then we know that we are more precious to God than the sparrows and the birds of the air. He has our backs and he knows our pain and problems and he's there for us. But friends, there's neither more painful nor more difficult time to take God's promises at face value than when we're under attack or in the midst of the battle of our life. And I have to tell you, friends, I've been deeply, deeply challenged, encouraged, and then challenged again by seeing just how wonderfully my dear friend, his brother, and indeed his whole family, have stuck fervently and stuck fast to the promises of God this past year or two. Even though their circumstances have seemed grim, the promises of God are what kept them alive, even as they fought to protect life this side of eternity itself. In this whole chapter of Matthew 6, Jesus exhorts his followers to not store up riches on earth, but rather to store up treasures in heaven by living lives of righteous devotion to God. As an entrepreneur and a man who's been blessed to have gifts that to some extent bring earthly favor, this is pretty sobering. There's nothing wrong with earthly blessings, favor, or wealth. However, if our purposes are purely earthly, then we're sadly missing the point. But as Jesus taught us, the life that he has granted us is about more than material stuff, even the basic necessities of food and shelter. You see, as believers, we have meaning and purpose that far outweighs these seemingly fundamental things. Time and time again in my work with the gangs, I'm challenged, inspired, and actually sometimes corrected by the example that my gang lads provide. Great young men like Preston, who constantly remind me, but Pastor, we trust in God. Preston's example is one akin to the birds in this passage. They, like many of my gang lads, neither plant nor harvest nor store up figurative crops in even more figurative barns. You see, friends, they have no organized system for providing for themselves beyond the moment that they're in, and yet they still eat, because the work of God the Father is to feed his faithful. And as Jesus himself says, surely we are more important to him than the birds of the skies. Actually, this scripture is a constant reminder to me as the most privileged of categories of people in the world, white, Protestant, Christian, and male, that those seemingly with so little, so often have so much more, and so much more a better grasp of the eternal verities, or in other words, simply the things that count in life, rather than the unimportant things. My lads and the gang so often have so little and such little hope or expectation for a bright future, yet still nevertheless they show up and they show me up, and often at that. They seem to get it so eloquently. God sees, he knows, he provides, and he's on the throne, come literally heaven, hell, or high water. Now coming back to my dear friend and his brother, God's will is not always identical to our preferences, that much is clear. However, we and his family can rest assured in the promise that our friend and brother is fully healed and restored. However, in a different way to that which we all hoped and prayed for. But he is fully healed, redeemed, and restored. Of that there is no doubt. Psalm 116:15 says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. And whilst this scripture deserves time to unpack, this is my heartfelt prayer of thanks this week, that as my brother's brother mourns, celebrates, remembers, and mourns some more, just how precious his brother's life in death is in his Savior's sight will be of great comfort to him and his family in the days and weeks ahead. So friends, let's remember and remember well to not store up riches on earth, but rather to store up treasures in heaven by living lives of righteous devotion to God.